I'm not interested in teaching you guys how to lose weight fast. I'm interested in helping you to achieve long-term health. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mind Blowing Health and Wellness with Violet. I'm Violet. I'm a psychologist. The reason I make these videos is I want you to understand that your physical health and your mental health come together to create your overall feeling of wellness. If this is an idea that's interesting to you, please consider subscribing so you see all my upcoming videos. Unfortunately, we focus on losing weight because it's what we see. We're embarrassed about our bodies. We're embarrassed about not being able to control how much we eat, or not being able to control our weight, not being able to live the life that we want to live and look the way that we want to live. We're embarrassed. And when someone even suggests the idea of limiting our sugar intake, we reactively say that I can't not eat. And we don't realize that that statement by itself is an important statement, because that statement all by itself means you are addicted to sugar. I need to understand that piece of information if I'm going to do anything towards my own physical health. The fact is, when we focus on weight loss, when we focus on fat loss, what we're really saying is what the world sees is more important than my health, because I'm focusing on what people see of me rather than on trying to understand metabolically what's happening to me. Unfortunately, that attitude has led a lot of us to engage behaviors that are dangerous for our own health. We will engage diets that focus on eating poor quality food or not enough food, or engage diets that help us to eat things that are even unhealthy for us, like diet pills or a single source of energy like cabbage only, or, you know, egg only, like one specific intake of food rather than focusing on being healthy. So in the long run, that actually hurts my health. Your healthy weight is supposed to be an indication of your health. And when we actually allow ourselves to stop and think about that for a moment, we realize that it's not about what the world sees. It's about, where am I actually with regard to my health? And so interestingly, when we take our children to the doctor and the doctor looks at their weight and then looks at the chart, what the doctor is trying to figure out is, are you feeding this child well? And is the weight of the child indicating that there could be anything wrong? It's completely about the child's health, not about how she's going to look in her clothes, not about how he might be judged by other people. It's strictly a matter of, is the child at a weight that's healthy? Because that's an indication that the child is healthy. It absolutely has nothing to do with vanity. We understand that for our children, but yet for ourselves, we struggle. When we focus on our health, we end up focusing on the food quality that we're eating. We end up focusing on the amount of exercise and the quality of exercise that we're getting. We end up focusing on the socializing. So am I doing the things that help me feel good with friends, with hobbies? We also end up focusing on the amount of sleep that we're getting. When we focus on health, we focus on all the different aspects of the things that are going to help us to feel better and emotionally feel better. We don't just focus on what we weigh. But interestingly enough, when we do focus on our health and make sure that our food, exercise, sleep, and socialization is on the right path, we end up settling into that good weight. Making sure that you eat nutrient-dense, quality food that fuels your body, that's not processed, so whole foods. If you do that, that's the first step to making sure that the food you're eating is about fuel, about health, rather than it being about self-soothing or fun or loneliness or whatever other reason that's not about fuel that you could give yourself to eat food. Wellness warriors, we need to keep it in mind that our long-term health and wellness will result in us being at our healthy weight. Our weight is a reflection of our health. When we do what our bodies need, then we will be emotionally stable. We will be healthy. We will be flexible. We will be strong. We will be growing the body that we will be happy to live in 10 years from now, 7 years from now. Right? We need to grow that body starting today. When we do what helps us to feel good, what we do what helps us to be strong, we do what helps us to be healthy, we're growing that body. Our healthy weight is a reflection of our health and wellness. I really hope that this video helped you to understand what to do to be at a healthy weight and to be healthier in general. I want to thank you for watching Mind Blowing Health and Wellness with Violet. If you like this video, please consider subscribing, and I'll talk to you in the next video.